You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes it does.
A word of prayer. Father, we bless your name, we welcome you. We say we are grateful for the gift of life and for the grace to live it. Your word says, David said, that I laid myself to sleep and I awakened. I laid me down and I slept and I awoke because the Lord sustained me. We are grateful for that gift of sustenance. You are indeed, Abba Father, the provider, the source, and the sustenance. Come, Holy Spirit, and help us in this service, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we would like to pray for a short time and then get into a time of praise. I want us to open our Bibles to Jeremiah. Chapter 30, from verse 17 to 20. Jeremiah chapter 30, from 17 to 20. Bible says, "For I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds." Hallelujah. Now, you will realize that just staying indoors, you know, whenever we say health, everybody starts thinking of physical illness. But the WHO definition for health is a complete state of physical, mental, and psychological well-being. Hallelujah. And thank God that the physical virus will never bring you down in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Just the quarantine has a way of bringing psychological and emotional stresses, depression, anxiety. One person just called me and said, you know, I was with my spouse and my spouse just started going into agitation, wants to get out, can't breathe. That is called panic attack from exclusively being indoors for a long time. We want to pray that the Lord will restore our health. People have had suicidal tendencies, depression. Bible says he'll give us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness or depression. I want us to pray that this scripture will come to pass, that the Lord will restore health. Some of us have put on a few pounds since we went into quarantine. The Lord will restore back your nice weight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
The Bible says that in everything by prayer, pray about everything, including your weight, including your psychological being, including this quarantine situation. Some of us have been indoors. One day I started jumping. I want to go out. I want us to pray that the Lord will restore our health. The Lord will restore our nation. Will restore the economy. Will restore our normalcy, our state of mind. For I will restore health. The Bible says he watches upon his word to perform. So this is a scripture we know that the Lord will answer because he says he will do it. I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds. Everything that has been a wound, that has been a sickness, and wounds are essentially disorder, a breach in your original health. I will heal you of your wounds, says the Lord, because they called you an outcast. This is Zion. No one seeks her. You know, that means that they despise the church. This is church. Nobody goes to church again. But the devil will be surprised that, yes, we couldn't go to Zion, but our healing came to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So the things that you've seen him do gives you confidence about the things that he can do. Okay. So the visible things that we see should minister to us the things that God can do. You've seen leaves that nobody put there, but they are sprouting. You've seen the rains that come year after year. It means there's a power behind. There's somebody great that is behind these things. You've seen that you talk about winter. Next summer, I'm going to go to London. And summer comes exactly the day. You even buy your tickets. That must tell you that the thing you saw last year, you planned with summer because you've seen summer before. Therefore, you can count on the fact that summer is going to come. But who is behind this? God. So visible things must give you confidence about invisible things. Therefore, if you are being grateful, you must thank God for the things you've seen already. That is the best way to go to the things that you have not seen yet. Yes, the invisible things, the visible things clearly seen, okay? That if you want to see the invisible, you must understand by the things that are already made.
Oh.
It's the truth. Oh. Already made. So everybody, before you pray to the Lord for things that you are yet to see, that you haven't seen, you must be grateful for the things that you've seen already, wow, that the Lord has already made for you, already presented for you, already answered, already blessed you with, already given, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. You are ungrateful, you are without excuse, because the Lord has done many things already. Anytime you say the Lord, why are you not blessing me? Why are you not? It's all usually a sign of ingratitude. And children are like that. It's only when they are hungry that they remember you. It's the truth.
Yeah.
How do I know that people are, and can, let me finish this. It says, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were they thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Ladies and gentlemen, many people, when we approach God, we do not make reference to the things that he's done already.
Wow.
Wow.
It's the truth. That is the reflection of ingratitude.
Wow.
Because many of us, when we are going to eat, we pray, Father, bless this food.
Yes,
but if I ask you, how many of you, it's your routine that every time after you eat, you say thank you at the table. You never say
food.
You just walk out and you burp. Three times. And it's like that is your thanksgiving to the Lord.
Wow.
The next thing, you go to the bathroom and you poo-poo. That's your thanksgiving to the Lord.
Hey.
Let's bring this beautiful thing called thanksgiving to the forefront, where we come to the Lord. Lord, you know, today I didn't come for anything. I just came to say thank you. Mondays are my days. My prayer is a thanksgiving day. It's a thanksgiving day after Sunday. That's what I do. It's a thanksgiving day. My plan, Mondays, this Tuesdays, this Thursdays, this Friday is my family. Church is on Tuesday. Church members are on Tuesday. Monday is a day for just thank. Why? Because the first thing you want to do is to thank God. Come to the Lord with a thankful heart. Let it boil out and just well out of you. It's a sign of gratitude. And grateful people are the most beautiful people.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. How would you take it? That somebody who comes to you only when they need something and they never get back to say thank you. That is why the guy who came back to say thank you, the leper, that Samaritan, Jesus Christ says, your faith has made you whole.
Wow.
They are more complete Christians who say thank you than Christians who are even prayer warriors who don't know how to say thank you to the Lord.
Wow.
Yeah.
Amen.
It's the truth. By the way, when you come to somebody to say thank you, even before you say something, you soften the person's heart. You just soften the person's heart.
That is true.
You just appreciate the person for, you know, a grateful person appreciates little things. Bible says, do not despise the days of small things. Don't
Amen.
Despise.
Amen.
Don't despise. You know, the Bible actually talks about even the parable of the talent, Matthew 25. He said, because you have been faithful in that which is little, I will entrust you with much. Okay, many of us, our ingratitude is also reflected in our prayer life. What we say when we get to the Lord, what do we say? Would we go all asking without saying thank you, thank you, thank you? All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's learn the prayer of thanksgiving as an integral part of our prayer life. And let's sometimes even dedicate today or this fast. We are fasting for time with thanksgiving. Thank God for America. Happy Thanksgiving Day. It's a day they set us just to thank God. And it started with those who were farmers, who are deciding that, look, We don't have to do this. We have to just say thank you. Thank you. And there's something called the Day of Jubilee where, you know, you just go and say thank you, rejoicing for what the Lord has done. See? And that is the reason why I believe that the heart of gratitude, our heart of ingratitude is what reflects even for those of us who don't pay tithes. It's a truth. It's a truth. Why? Because the Lord has given you $1,000. Why don't you, before you spend $1,000, why don't you put $100 aside and say, Lord, I just came to say thank you for giving me $1,000. This is a sign that I'm grateful. Take $100. I'm going to spend the $900. Watch me. Watch me. I'm going. My next place I'm going, I'm buying a new cell phone. I'm buying it. And let the Lord even bless it. A tithe. Tithe is actually a prayer of thanksgiving. Yeah, you take your first 10%. When I was in Ghana and they were paying me in cash, these days they do something, I don't know, the direct deposit or something, so I don't even see the cash. Thank God, because cash these days is very dirty. It changes hands, everybody is touching it, Corona is following it, and then they are giving it to, and you're also saying thank you. It's like saying, thank you for giving me Corona. That's why we don't use cash anymore. Use your car, don't use cash. You're afraid of cash in this season. Why? Because you can't wash cash with soap and water, you will destroy it.
Corona cash.
And it just changes hands like that. Everybody's hand and washing and washed hands. But when Corona didn't used to exist and cash was given to me as a salary, I would take the 1,000 cedis or whatever, you know, dollars, and I'll count the money in front of the payroll person. As I'm counting, I move out the best, cleanest notes, the sharpest, the ones that are crisp. I put it aside and then clean. I put it. When I finish, I count out of the cleanest. I take the ones that are the most crisp. That most likely I've not exchanged hands the most. They don't have Corona on it. And then I put it in an envelope. I put tithe on the side, put it aside, and then I start spending and doing parties and going to McDonald's and all that. That thing is somebody whose heart is filled with gratitude. And therefore, when we come to the Lord too, of all the several things, of all the full hour that we are probably coming to ask the Lord about our issues, perhaps use the first 10 minutes to just pray in thanksgiving and mention the several things that are there. Bible says that in Hebrews chapter 13, I believe it's verse 5 or something, it says that be content with such things as ye have, for the Lord is at hand. You know, for the Lord says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He says, let your conduct or behavior or conversation be without covetousness. Be content with such things as ye have. For the Lord himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In other words, whatever the Lord has given you, you know that word content over there is the word archeo, archeo. You know, one of our church members is called Archeo. Yeah, it's the Greek word Archeo. It means content. It means satisfied. It means thankful. It means grateful for what I have. Contentment is not defined as, you know, having what you want. It's actually defined as wanting what you have already.
That's right.
Not having what you want, but wanting what you have. Being grateful for what you have.
Amen.
Being thankful for what you have. That's
Amen.
What creates contentment.
Amen.
And faithfulness is a sign of discontentment. Stealing is a sign of discontentment. Ungrateful people also often become thieves. Also become unfaithful. Become exploiters. Because they cannot be content with the things. Many people who want more and more and more without being grateful for what they have are never happy. Are never happy. You know? So that's the reason why I believe that when the Lord teaches you the prayer of thanksgiving, he has actually given you a key to be happy in life. A key to be excited about life. Everything that you have, you are saying, oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you for my wife. Oh, thank you for. Do you realize that you have a lot more to thank God for than a lot more to ask than what you will ask? Let me challenge you. If you like, put a list of the things that you need right now. Put it aside. you're going to pray, and put that the things, that list of the things you have already, including your shoes, including your jacket, including your church, including your child, including your job, including your tongue, your teeth,
your mind.
If your teeth broke, you could probably be praying for it. Including the fact that you can wee-wee.
Hey.
Because not everybody that can wee-wee. Some are machines. Hey. Be grateful, man.
Wow.
It's only when you lose something that you realize I had a lot.
Oh. Yeah.
That is why Job, in his grateful heart, when he lost the things, he said, the Lord gave, the Lord has taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And that grateful heart won Job 2 times what he had before. He was a man of gratitude for what he had already.
Hey.
He was a man. No wonder he was that rich. And Bible says in James 42:10, when he prayed for his friends, even though they were ridiculing him, God turned his captivity around and gave him 2 times what he had before. That man, Job, was a man who was a grateful, a man of prayer, a man of gratitude, a man, even when the things were gone, he would still come to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, thank you. You gave and you have taken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And carnal people like his wife, would come and say, hey, are you still praying to this God? Are you still seeking this God? Curse this God and die. After all, look at what he's done to you. You see, that's a heart of ingratitude. No wonder when Job was restored, her name was not mentioned. Her name was not mentioned. So gratitude sets you up for the blessing of the Lord. A heart of gratitude will actually enrich your prayer life. It will make your prayer life more beautiful. And believe me, those who come to the Lord in gratitude, they are the ones who find the presence of the Lord tangibly. They are the ones who also have testimonies. Like the guy who came with the leprosy guy. He's the only one who had a testimony. The other ones, they didn't have a testimony. They just went and were happy, but they had no testimony. This guy came and testified. You could see that the guy is a guy of gratitude. He had a heart full of gratitude. He was a thankful person. His prayer was a prayer of thanksgiving. So even though he had received his request already, he still have a lot to pray about. So he came to the Lord again. He came to the Lord again. Lord, I forgot one thing that I need to pray about. And Jesus said, what is it? Oh, I just came to say thank you. What a cute guy. Clap for Jesus. May you be like that guy. Hallelujah. What a cute guy. I would like that guy to be my friend. Although there was corona, those days the corona was leprosy. When you have leprosy, you are outcast.
That's
you are
right.
out there. You don't have to come close. You have to exercise physical and social distancing.
For real?
Yes. That was the corona of those days. And yet he came. Jesus said, no problem. I know the deliverer. I can deliver you from corona. I can deliver you from leprosy. Come. Everybody is shunning you. But I say, go to the priest because this thing is going away. This thing will not affect you anymore. You will never be labeled corona in Jesus' name.
Oh,
grateful. Grateful. And yet, look at that. He went. As he went, he was coming. And then everything was away. And God says, no, it's not only corona I'm delivering you from. You've forgotten that before corona came, there were other problems you had. You've forgotten that before the leprosy which you were praying about, you thought the only problem you had was leprosy. But I know far more. Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 8. Bible says, before you even ask, I knew what you requested.
Amen.
He came and the Lord says, look, they are free of corona. They are free of leprosy. May you be made whole, whole, whole. Therefore, be not like them, Matthew 6:8. For your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask him. So don't rush to the Lord with your request. Rush to the Lord with your gratitude. Because he's already aware of your request. It's the thing he's not sure is that, are you grateful? Are you like one of them? He said, don't be like them. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I believe that from today, your prayer will be very sweet, will be very pleasing to the Lord. And by the way, do you know that the Lord is excited about people who pray with thanksgiving than others, than people who come with big, big, big English, big, big, big sacrifices just to entice the Lord? And there's a scripture in Psalm 69, verse 30. Psalm 69. Verse number 30. He says, I'll praise the name of the Lord with a song And I will magnify him with what? Thanksgiving. Thanks. When you thank the Lord, he becomes magnified. He becomes bigger. You can't make him bigger, but you actually access the greater God than your little mind can perceive. Yeah. He's suddenly magnified, and everything that he could do by faith is magnified. I will magnify the Lord with thanksgiving. People who are grateful have a bigger God in every aspect. I'm not putting sizes to God, but if size is to do with what he does for them and how great he is in their lives, then grateful people have a bigger God than ungrateful people. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I will magnify the Lord with thanksgiving. This also shall please the Lord better than an ox or bull, which has horns and hooves. It means the Lord is excited, more excited about your grateful heart when you come to him than with your offerings, than with your big fat bulls and oxes with hooves.
Wow.
He's more excited.
Yes, sir.
Far more excited with your grateful heart. Even look at you yourself. When a spouse is excited, is grateful for the little things. You know, this corona season, I've been in the house and I've been, you know, generally speaking, when I wake up, finish my prayer and everything, normally my wife makes the bed, but I've been making the bed all the time. Yeah, and I see, it's not something that I've seen that she's noticed it. And then when she comes, she just says, thank you. Now, because of that thank you, these days I do it every day. And last night I asked her, oh, today you didn't see the bed made. And then she said, oh my goodness, mercy. How many times do I have to say it? We all started laughing. Clap for the Lord Jesus. But I realized it's a cute thing. You know, that little gratitude to do more. And not only to do more. Now I added, beyond the making of bed, I added doing other things like cleaning and all that. You see that? That is how God is. Today I said, oh, no, let me do the sweeping. Let me do this. Let me do that. It's moved from there. Your grateful heart will cause God to do far more for you than your big booze and your big prayer tone.
Wow.
Amen.
Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So that's the next reason why you should pray the prayer of thanksgiving. The third reason. So what's the first reason that you should pray the prayer of thanksgiving? Because thanksgiving actually catapults you into the presence of God. Remember, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And then the next reason is what? It actually shows that your heart is full of gratitude. You have to start having a heart full of gratitude. You assure yourself that your heart is right.
Amen.
When you come to the Lord, you assure yourself that you are somebody whose heart is full of thanksgiving. And it's overflowing. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You assure yourself, you assure the Lord. And you please the Lord. God is excited about such people. Even you are excited. Anybody who every day is coming for things, coming without coming to say thank you, you don't like them.
No.
Yeah, there you go again. When you pick up the phone, they say yes. The next thing you ask is, what do you need this time? What do you need this time? What you are trying to tell the person is that you exploiter. I hate picking your call. That's what you're saying without being nasty. Okay. So sometimes people who help you just have to pick up the phone and say, you know what? I just called to say, you know, there's nothing that I'm speaking or nothing that I need this time. I just called to say, I appreciate you. I really thank you for being pastoring me these years. I really thank you for being my wife. Being my husband all these years, because husbands are usually grateful. It's usually the wives who are. Sorry. I mean, you know, sometimes. Don't tell my wife I said this. Okay. Now. Mommy, I just called from school. It's not because I just called to say thank you. It's not everybody who has a mother who even calls them, who even they can say thank you to. It's not Mother's Day. It's nothing. You haven't sent me anything, but I just thought about you and I just wanted to say thank you. Or write a note for at least all the things that you've done. What a cute child you will be. Amen. Point number three of the prayer of thanksgiving. So this week, can you set it aside to just thank God for the many things that he's done? We're going to have a prayer, and I believe that we'll do a lot of thanksgiving as well. Number three, prayers of thanksgiving protect you from the evil of the last days. Prayers of thanksgiving, 2 Timothy 3 from verse 1 through 3, maybe through 5. prayers of thanksgiving protect you from the evils of the last days. To be thankful is actually, to be unthankful is to have fallen into these last day evils. How do I know that? 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1. 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1. But now know this, that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Keep going. For men shall be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemous, disobedient to parents, unthankful. Unthankful is right there, you see. Unholy. Keep going. Unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal people, despisers of good. Keep going, verse 4. Traitors, headstrong, haughty or proud people, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Look at the list that we find unthankful people. Look at the list. And then verse 5 says what? Verse 4 says, this is part of the group, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. That some people that pretend that they are godly, but they deny the reality of God's power. So therefore, they don't believe him. And from such people, turn away. Turn away. So, are you ready to turn away from people like traitors? The way you turn away from people like traitors, the way you turn away from brutal people, from slanderous, give me some of the things that are in that list. From people that are evil, headstrong, proud, covetous, traitors, blasphemous. This is the list. Disobedient to parents, despisers, people who love money than God. I mean, God says, turn away from these people. And suddenly, when you are turning away from people, God calls you, come. You are also, if you are turning away from them, you must turn away from yourself. Because you are in the list. And yours is unthankful. The last day evil that the Lord hates and has listed includes people that are unthankful. Are you part of that list? If you are in that list, redeem yourself from today by becoming a thankful person. Because otherwise, when the Lord is putting traitors, blasphemers, boasters, killers, you will also say, hey, I said these are the category of people who are called evil. In the last day, when I'm coming for my people, these are people that I will say they are evil. And suddenly you fall into it just because of your ingratitude. Yes, you are not an adulterer, but your ingratitude puts you in a bad list.
Oh, mercy.
They go to the same place. So from today, change and redeem yourself from this evil generation of, ungrateful people who their prayers are not prayers of gratitude. Is it helping somebody here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. So it's very important. The next one, number four. Number four, prayers of thanksgiving. Pray with thanksgiving, because prayers of thanksgiving must always be mixed with every kind of prayer. You must. Any kind of prayer, whether it's intercession, whether it's supplication, whether it is the prayer of deliverance, whether it's prayer for miracles, any form of prayer for healing should be accompanied with thanksgiving. God said it must be in the mix. Why? Because Philippians 4 says, be careful about nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. You see, it's just like somebody telling you that, look, when you are coming to this place, you are coming for the interview, make sure that your transcript is in the mix of the document you send. Otherwise, it's not complete. We will not even look at you. And then you leave out the transcripts. And then you just come. Listen, I was going to the airport one day and I was traveling to a very important meeting. And they had every document that they wanted to. And I got to the airport. Ladies and gentlemen, my host dropped me off at the airport and was going home. And I was calling my wife to tell her, oh, darling, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. Just ready for me. Is there food in the house? Is there this in the house? Can we go out on a walk? Then as I was talking to her, I just said, hey, what am I saying? I am so confident about what I'm saying and where I'm going, but I don't have what it takes to go. Suddenly I saw that my ID was not in my things. It was in a bag, and I had left the bag in my host's house. Ladies and gentlemen, I made a frantic call to my host. Fortunately, it was in the early stages of the corona, so the streets were empty. The guy sped home, searched my things, collected my ID card, drove. Look, I stayed on the phone. I went and spoke to the people at the, security, that please allow me. You know, I'm a physician, you know. I came here to help people. I am in the front line. I'm a frontliner. So for all that I've done for your state, I think I deserve to be allowed. After all, you've seen me travel many times. I travel from Memphis to this your state to come and see patients. Can you not see that I traveled here a week ago? I've helped. How would I have come without an ID? That shows I have the ID. But they said, no. Nope. It has to be in every trip that you make. You made a trip the last time with it. This trip also requires it. Every form of prayer requires thanksgiving. Yes, you thank God with your intercession. Now you are dealing with healing. You feel that this is something that is great. You don't need, because this is a man of God that needs prayer. You still need it. And then you come. You did it for healing. Now it's intercession. Say, this is God's people. I don't need to thank God, because God wants his people to be healed. You're joking. You still need the thanksgiving. It doesn't matter what you did last week. Every day must be included. May your prayer be filled and littered with thanksgiving every time. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Number what? Is it five or six? Number five. Prayers of thanksgiving must be prayed always for all things. Why? Why? Because it is the Lord who has done it. Must be prayed always for all things. Okay? Always for all things. Why? Because Ephesians 5:20 says so. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. Wow. You know, I used to have an error in my thinking. And that error was that I only knew 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18 as the thanksgiving. He says, in all things, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus, right? So I knew that. So I always tell people, in all things, give thanks. But you don't have to give thanks. You don't have to give thanks for your misfortune, but give thanks. Even in the midst of thanksgiving must still be bubbling. So God is not asking you to thank God for your sickness. God is not asking you to thank God that you don't have a job. God is not asking you to thank God that your children are misbehaving towards you and all that. Because God says, in the midst of that, give thanks. You don't have to be thanking God for that bad thing. But my mind is renewed. Not knowing the Bible says you should actually give thanks even for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Yes, it's right here. And not just a few times, but always. Giving thanks always for all things unto God. So, ladies and gentlemen, if this is a request, instruction from the Lord, the question is, how many things have you given God thanks for? And since he says always, how often have you done that? Always and for all things. That means that when you get a job, you have to thank God that I've arrived. When you sit in the car, thank God that I have a car. When you wear your shoes, thank God for new shoes. When your shoes tear, thank God that these shoes are torn. Glory to God, it's time to get another one. Oh, when you have a quarrel with your husband, thank God that, you know, my wife quarreled with me. Listen, when my father was about to die, I was shocked. I was shocked what my mother said. My father had been taken to the hospital in acute illness, couldn't breathe or something, was admitted to the hospital. and the doctor's prognosis said it was poor. Likelihood of recovery was low. Then my mom calls the children, and in tears. Usually when she would call about some misunderstanding and disagreement they are having. I don't like something that I have to always argue before this happens, and not always that talking about. Then this time she said, "Oh, Kofi," my father was called Kofi, "don't go, okay? When you go, who will argue with me? Who will argue with me? Who? I mean, it's not a funny thing, but those days it was not funny. Says, please come back. If only to even have somebody to argue with me, I need you here. Meanwhile, those times I thought that she hated him. And so she, after the funeral and everything, when everything settled, I would call my mom and say, do you remember those words? And we'd ask, laugh with her about it. Say, not knowing all those arguments, you liked it. No, not that she liked it. But now she realizes, now that she's lost it, that I should have thanked God for it. Actually, it was not such a bad thing. Ladies and gentlemen, Bible says in Romans 8:28, in case you don't believe that it is right to thank God always for all things, let Romans 8:28 encourage you. For we know that all things, not some things, all things work together for good to them that love God and are the called according to his purpose. So what it means is that so long as you are a Christian, when you come to the Lord, ladies and gentlemen, you are called according to his purpose. His purposes are his children will come to him, and you are coming in prayer. That's a calling to his purpose. Hey, thank God for everything, because the good, the bad, the ugly will all work together for your good. It's good to thank God for even the bad things. It will turn it around. When Joseph was sold into Potiphar's house, into Egypt and all these things, he was still thankful. And he told his brothers, what you meant for evil, God has turned it around for my good. What a blessing. What a blessing. And so when you thank God for everything, even the evil things, it's like you seeing a bad phone and say, Lord, I thank you for this good phone. And I'll show you what miracle it does. How it changes everything from a bad situation to a good situation. Maybe I should share it with you now. The point number six will explain it. Point number six will explain it. Prayers of thanksgiving are very powerful. Why? Why? Because they release multiplication miracles. Because they release multiplication miracles. John chapter 6, multiplication miracles. The bad situation was that Jesus was there with 5,000 people and there was no food. There was no food. 5,000 people were hungry. The disciples say, sack them, send them away. But Jesus said, no, we need to heal them. That's a bad situation. How many of you would thank God? And then suddenly there was a little lad who had two fishes and five loaves. Now, Jesus collected a thing. I think that many of us would have said, what useless thing is this? And that is exactly what happened in the case of Jesus. Somebody actually called it useless. In John chapter 6, let's read it. John chapter 6 and verse number... let me just tell you because of time. You know, one of the disciples said, there's a lad here. Philip was there and Andrew were there. These two. There's a lad here who had two fishes and five loaves. But what is this compared to 5,000? It's nothing. It's nothing. There's nothing. And one of them said, even if we have whatever pounds of bread, how can we feed these people? So somebody just trivialized the thing. That's a bad situation. There's nothing to thank God about. 200 denarii will not be any good. And then the other guy, who was Andrew, said, two fish and five. What is this? God, it's a bad situation. One of the disciples in verse 8, there's a lot. Verse 8 says, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, verse 9, there is a lad here who has five loaves and two small fishes. Even the word small, he didn't say fishes, two small fishes. That's a diminution of what God's goodness is. Many of you, we have things, this small thing. That's what makes us ungrateful. That's the reason why we never get great things. If you have been faithful with that which is little, God will entrust you with much. But what are these among so many? But look at the attitude of Jesus Christ from verse 10. Jesus' attitude was different. That is what brought multiplication into the bad situation to solve the problem. Then Jesus said, make the people sit down. Now there were in much grass in the place. So men sat down, about 5,000. Then what? Jesus took the loaves. And when he had given thanks, can you imagine? The first thing, gave thanks for those two fishes that people were calling small fishes. What is this? He gave thanks for it and he distributed them to the disciples. Hallelujah. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So thanksgiving is supposed to be done for all things and always, because that is how you multiply or transform your bad situation into a good situation. It's an element of faith there. You know, when you have things in abundance or things are good, usually it's not the atmosphere to exercise faith. Your faith is most seen, and your gratitude when things are bad, when things are small, when things are inadequate, when things are not going well. I believe that is the reason why when people are grateful for anything and everything and small things, things do well, because it is the mustard seed kind of faith. Bible says if you have the faith of a mustard seed, you can command this mountain and it shall be moved. Ladies and gentlemen, no matter how small and how bad the situation, let gratitude speak to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. It's a very important thing. Now, finally, I mean, I have two more points, but let me just state them. Okay. Now, thanksgiving, prayers of thanksgiving cause the earth to yield her increase and her blessing. This is important to you and I. Psalm 67, 5-7. It says over here that let the people praise God, thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is that when you are grateful, the land yields her increase to you. No wonder it was said about Job that his goods were increased on the earth. God had blessed the works of his hands. Job was a grateful person. And because of his great gratitude, thankfulness, praise to the Lord, everything, even the zero, the minus, became positive and even got multiplied. That's another multiplication miracle because of a grateful person. Job had nothing, but he ended up, though he had negative whatever, he now doubled, got all that he had and doubled it because of his grateful heart. Gratitude causes the earth to yield her increase. I think that there are principles on this earth that grateful people are usually the people that get blessed. Become one of those grateful people.
Amen.
And finally, point number eight. Finally, prayers of thanksgiving are prayers for the release of great and outstanding miracles. John 11 verse 40. Bible says that when Lazarus died, Jesus said unto her, Mary, saith not unto thee that if you believe, you should see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead Lazarus was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. I knew that you hear me. You all know. And he told Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man came forth. Hallelujah. What he did was just say, I thank thee. That's all he said. Look at the miracle that took place. Ladies and gentlemen, the devil is an ungrateful devil. He was not grateful for the position God gave him in heaven. He is not grateful. And because of ingratitude, he wanted more and rose up in mutiny. And look at what happened. That seed of ingratitude that he infused in Adam and Eve is still in mankind. May this seed of preaching, the word is a seed. May it neutralize every evil seed of ingratitude in your heart. Those of us who have not been grateful to the parents that gave birth to us, to the pastors that help us, to the bosses. We always have bad things to say about the bosses. From today, be grateful. We have never thanked God for what we have. We've never been content. We are not grateful for the spouses. In this corona season, you watch, when the season is over, there will be more divorces than you've ever seen. Because people who are not grateful for the spouses they have, now that they have to be quarantined with them, there are more marital problems and problems at home than there's ever been. And now people can't wait for the time to be over to divorce. If you are one like that, be grateful for what that man brings, for what that woman brings, for what that boss brings, for what thing that you have. Be content, Akeo. Be content with such things as you have. And every prayer, let every prayer reflect that heart of thanksgiving, and God will bring the multiplication miracle. God will let the earth bring her increase and bless you. God will be pleased with you, and the presence of the Lord will be ministered unto you in Jesus' name. Put your hands together and rise to your feet in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Put your hands together, rise to your feet. Rise to your feet, everybody. Every standing. Put your hand on your heart. And tell the Lord, I now know my mistake. I've been in error. I've not been a person given to thanksgiving during my prayers. But now, watch me come. Watch me change. Watch me come to please you. Not with boos and horns and all these things, but with a heart filled with gratitude. Watch my change. Lord, help me. Grant me a humble heart, because humility is what brings gratitude. Many people who are proud will never be grateful. Ungrateful people are usually proud. Lord, take away pride from my heart and from every heart that is listening, so that we will be grateful, especially when we come before you, and turn our hearts towards the prayer of thanksgiving. May this week be filled with thanksgiving as a starter pack to you, and may litter every prayer that we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Now, with all eyes closed, all heads bowed, please, if you are listening to me, you may have been invited, you may have come in because somebody sent you a link, you want to give your life to Jesus, you want to be sure that if you died today, God forbid, you will go into his bosom. Not that even if you died, but right here, you can be counted with the many as the children of the Lord. And that if the rapture took place, you will not be left behind. This is your opportunity. This is your time. The Lord wants to call you his child and to take care of you. He is the everlasting Father. When your father and your mother forsake you, he will take you up. You want to give your life to Jesus Christ? Wherever you are, just lift up your hand and say this prayer with me. And may all the congregation join me in this prayer. And all of us, let's renew our relationship with God even through this prayer. Lift up your hands and say with me, Almighty Father, I come to you with thanksgiving in my heart. I know that I'm a sinner, and yet you have accepted me. Please forgive me for all my sins, and wash me.
And wash me
in the blood of Jesus Christ.
In the blood of Jesus Christ.
I believe. Jesus is the Christ.
Jesus is the Christ.
The Son of the Living God.
The Son of the Living God.
He died for me.
He died for me.
God raised him from the dead.
I raised him from the dead.
By this faith. I am born again. I am a child of God. Please write my name. In the book of life, and fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you, and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.
Hold on.